Yes, I just think that there's a way for us to come up with a program that maybe doesn't make everybody happy, but at least it's a workable plan that we can regulate these things a little bit and try to protect homeowners with their rights and liberties, and hopefully we can get something that'll work out.
You said one of the things that you looked at, like fencing, things of that nature for somebody that would have a beehive.
Yes, I mean, even if you go on to the Illinois Beekeeping Association website, that's one of the suggestions that they make, is that there's a fence. Now, it can be out of brush. It doesn't have to be a wooden fence, mm-hmm. but a solid fence that's at least 6 foot tall. And that helps get the bees up out of the air, into the air, and hopefully not be a nuisance.
And I thought one of the other interesting concepts, and again, these are just concepts that have been brought up because it's going back to the table, is letting kind of the neighbors have a say to whether it be, you know, a contiguous property or things of that nature, the neighborhood in general having to sign off on some of these things before maybe you get the okay. That's one of the other concepts you were looking at.
Well, I think that's the key. That's key. Every neighborhood is not the same. Say in my neighborhood, I don't think that that's a good idea, but your neighborhood is set up as such that it would be just fine. So if you put it up where all the property owners that connect to your property have to sign off on it, then it takes it out of council's hands. It's up to the neighbors to be good neighbors with each other, and that's really what it's been all about all along.